Welcome to another exciting episode of the Original Guru of Good Game. I am your host, OG Zero Game, also known as Zero G, or you can just call me Zero for short, or just Z. However you want to kick it, I don't mind. Anyway, we are back with a special Friday Valentine's Day episode. And we got some really hot shit we gonna kick it with you on this episode. A few little tidbits and tips we gonna throw at you. Hopefully you find these useful and you can use them for your whatever it is you got planned for tonight. Because we know it's going down tonight. Most of y'all got something planned, put together, about to do something. But before you get into that, I just want to say one thing. Don't be predictable. Don't do the same shit everybody else is doing. I'm going to tell you right now, that's going to bore the fuck out your significant other if you've been doing the same shit year in, year out. Depending on how long y'all been together, of course. But if y'all been together for a long period of time, doing the same shit is just not going to cut it. All right. Fellas, flowers and candy in the card been done to death. Buying the panties and the lingerie and all that shit, that ain't for you, that's for her. Unless you're going to buy yourself some sexy drawers and do a little strip tease for her. Now that is something changing the game on their ass, especially if you ain't never done that for them before. That's what you do. Go to your local sex shop. Buy you some sexy ass thong, creep up your butt crack type draws, put them motherfuckers on, do up the bedroom, get the flowers out, take you a scarf or a cloth or something, throw it over the lampshade to give it that right kind of mood. Might even want to light you up a couple of candles, you know what I'm saying? Get that mixtape going, throw that shit on, invite your lady in there, give her that little glass of champagne, hand her a little stack of ones, and get busy. And then shake that money motherfucking maker and let her make it rain. And then when she finished making it rain, lay it down. Or as we like to say back in the day, laying some pipe. And I mean, you better lay that motherfucker right. Wreck some shit up. Tear up the bed. Fuck up the headboard. And if you smart, you will send the kids away for a sleepover if you got some kids and you don't want them to hear what the hell's going to happen in the bedroom. I highly recommend that, all right? Because sometimes, depending on who you is, shit, sometimes, hell, even men can be screamers and wake up the whole fucking household. If the shit really good, yeah, okay. Better to hope the kids don't hear what's happening because some nasty shit going to be going on in the bedroom and somebody going to need some therapy or Jesus the next day. Just wanted to throw that out there before we get into this shit. Avoid doing the usual. Well, what's some of the ways you can avoid doing the usual? For the people who got somebody, I'm going to switch this up real quick. For those who already have somebody, you pretty much got everything planned out what you're going to do and how you're going to do it and the way you're going to do it, you know. But like I said, if you have the opportunity, you know, to think outside the box and do something different, you know, do it. Make them feel special. Man, woman, doesn't make a difference how you roll, what you roll with, where you rolling. But make that person feel that you put thought into whatever gift you're going to give them or whatever you're going to do for them that is specific to that person. See, buying the candies and the flowers and the card, I mean, everybody do that. That's not specific. That's just I'm doing the general expected shit. But now if you go out your way to do something like, you know, I don't know, maybe get a t-shirt and have it, you know, a special print or I love you or something put on there, you know, something that she can lounge around in the house or wear as a sleep shirt at night. You know, same thing for him, something he can, you know, lounge around the house in, wear a sleep shirt, you know. That's a gift that keeps on giving because they can keep on using it. And then when y'all ain't together no more, they still got a keepsake or a memory. Just a thought, you know. But that's basically what I'm saying is just think outside the box. Look in the other avenues and ways that you can do things for the one that you care about or, your significant other or your love or your boo or your bae or whatever the fuck y'all calling each other these days, you know, I don't know. So much shit keep changing up on the motherfucker. It's hard to keep up with all of these pet names that y'all come up for one another. That's a whole nother episode. So we gonna stick to this Valentine shit. Now, one of the ways that you can be outside the box, and this is for those who don't have anybody for Valentine's Day. And fellas, I expressly hope that you put this into practice today, later on tonight, whatever you got to do, all right? Because ladies, same thing. Put some of this shit into practice. I mean, it might actually end your lonely on Valentine's Day situation, you know. First off, let's get this straight, because I said this before on previous episodes, and I'm going to keep on saying this shit. When you out here looking for love or a relationship or somebody to be your significant other, before you go making that journey out there to find that person, take a deep, hard look at yourself and sit down, even if you got to get a pad and a pen, and sit down and write what you need versus what you want. And make sure that what you need you can find in that person and not just go for what you want. I know everybody, you know, if it's a man, he want big titties, small waist, pretty face, fat ass, and a really, 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 really tight kitty that damn near he got to get a crowbar to pry that motherfucker open so he can get his dick in. That's what he want. He want a freak in the sheets, and he wants you acting like, you know, Little Mary Sunshine from Little House on the Prairie or some shit. He wants you to be the innocent, demure, you know, just saintly woman when you around his friends and out in public. But when he gets you in the bedroom, he expecting your ass to turn into fucking Heather Hunter, Vanessa Del Rio, or whatever porn star is big shit nowadays or back in the day. Doesn't make any difference, but he expecting your ass to get nasty. He wants your ass to be Jada Fire like a motherfucker. He wants you to choke on it. He wants you to spin on it. He wants you to open up every hole to access. But I digress. That's just another example of, you know, things you got to deal with when you dealing with us fellas. And fellas, it ain't, you know, shit. They, you know, like I said, you got to determine what you want from what you need, you know. And the ladies, you know, they gon' that's what they need to do. But fellas, you need to do that too. You need to figure out what it is that you want and what it is you need. See, you wanted the big titty, small waist, fat ass, and cute face, and a really tight kitty. Now, what you need may be completely different from what you want. For myself, I prefer a quality woman over a quantity of women anytime, because, you know, fat ass, small waist, you know, big titties and a pretty face, you know, nowadays, that's a fucking dime a dozen. Just look on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, or any other social media shit out there, and you will start to see a lot of these ladies are starting to look exactly alike one another. I don't know if it's the waist trainer. I don't know if it's the fake boobs, or now you can buy an ass or whatever. But they all starting to fit the same kind of profile, figure, shape, look, you know. Not that I'm hating on it, because they do look good as hell. And I'm not going to say that they don't, because it ain't like I'd kick any of them out of bed if the opportunity was available. I'm just saying that it's getting to a point where y'all going with the same straight hair, the same style of makeup, the same basically revealing clothes, and the same body shape, big titty, small waist, and overly fat ass. Not that ain't nothing wrong with something that, you know, I ain't saying anything wrong with it, because, you know, shit, I get up on any fat ass if it's looking good and, you know, it want to give up the good shit, I'm getting in it. Of course, I would expect, you know, you to have something inside your soul and in your conscience before I get up in it. And if ain't nothing there, then it really ain't worth it, because then it's just a physical thing. But I prefer, you know, quality over quantity. Once you determine what it is you want, and then you determine what it is you need, you then determine what of my needs coincides with my wants. And then you go out and you make your search, and I guarantee you, you will find somebody of quality that you'll be happy to be with, And, you know, they're going to be happy to be with you because you sought them out compared to, you know, just the regular, you know, if brother packing, then that's all I want him for. If he got a fat wallet, then that's all I want him for. Got to have more than that. And people, we got to start doing better if we want to be happy. Now, getting back to those who don't have anybody, that's just one, you know, thing to help you go out here on this Valentine's Day, because there's going to be a whole lot of singles mixers and happy hours and little parties and shindigs going all over the place. I recommend you get the fuck out the house and make an effort. Who knows? You might look up and find the love of your life and be happy for the rest of your life. But you ain't going to find that sitting in the house wallowing in your self-pity about, I ain't got nobody. Don't nobody want to be my Valentine's. Ain't nobody trying to show me no love. Well, if don't nobody know you need love, then how the fuck you gonna get some love? Get your ass up, wash it, do it up, you know, oil it up, lotion it up, make it a bit up, shine it up, whatever the fuck you gotta do, trim it up, everything. Make that shit look good and get on out there and mingle. But now, back to that, those who don't have anybody, because that's part of it. But here's another part of it. For today, I want some of you people, or any of you, if you think this is a good idea, show love to those who are in the same situation you are. And what I mean by that is, go out and say, buy you a bag of suckers, you know, a little heart-shaped Valentine sucker, and give them out to people you know who don't have anybody, and people you just might suspect might have anybody. You know, some people you can look at and be like, yeah, that ugly motherfucker, I know you ain't got nobody. So y'all see me, I'm expecting a fucking sucker, all right? Ugly folks, we want love too. So give us a little love every now and then would be fucking nice. I'm just saying, you know, it ain't a requirement. It ain't a request. You know, it ain't an order or demand. I'm just saying, if you see an ugly brother, give him a sucker. I don't mean you obligated to nothing. You just showing motherfucker that, you know, little love, you know, making motherfucker feel good about himself. Might actually do something better and become somebody's love. You never know. But that's just the way, you know, little interaction amongst those who, you know, feel that they got left out on the Valentine's Day, you know, couples thing, because this is mostly a couples day and it's a couple situation, and most of these locations and restaurants and places that are going to be catering to the couple situation, and nobody wants to be sitting up in a restaurant or a bar or someplace looking pitiful by your damn self. That's what I said. You do the little sucker thing, figure out what you want from what you need, go out there and make a move. All right, now we about to get in some really good shit here, you know. I always like giving out some information and a little bit of knowledge, you know, help people out, you know, improve their situation. So today we are back on the Get Anyone to Do Anything book by David J. Lieberman. Hey, and remember, I'm going to put a link up on the website because we got the website up and running. Still need to add some more elements to it before we make it officially live, but we do have it up and it is running, but it will be live shortly. So remember to check that out, and I'll give that address to you at the end of this episode. So right now we're going to discuss a little technique in this booklet that I hope that you use, because it's going to make your life so much better. And it is called Get Anyone to Find You Irresistibly Attractive. And we're going to start with a technique number one, which is called emotional arousal. Now, this single tactic will be responsible for getting you more dates than any hairstyle or outfit or high-powered job ever will. It is a foundation of human behavior that when our body produces adrenaline, feelings of attraction to those present and sexual desire often result. Damn, that's pretty good. Adrenaline produced through any state of heightened arousal, fear, excitement, exercise, or whatever, generates and intensifies passionate feelings. Well, this assumes that attraction exists in some form at some level, you know. Anytime a person is aroused, such as with scary movies, amusement park rides, or even physical exercise, his arousal will in part be attributed to whomever he is with. In fact, there is a transference of state where the excitement he feels gets unconsciously translated into sexual desire and arousal. So the next time you are see a couple who appears to be aesthetically mismatched, like, you know, ugly dude, way attractive woman, or attractive dude, not so attractive woman, ask where they met. Chances are good that they met under circumstances where arousal was high, maybe at the gym, or while one person, the better looking of the two, was apprehensive, nervous, or excited about something. So that's just a little beginning, and I hope you take that to account, that that's some good shit, you know. And it's a lot more good shit in this book, so I really highly recommend it. Anybody who looking to improve their psychological game and their interactions in public and dealing with people, this is a good book to get. It is filled with information that will help you improve how you go through life and get rid of a lot of stress, a lot of headaches, and a lot of shit you get caught up in that you don't want to be caught up in. I just have to keep saying that. So, you know, just wanted to reiterate that. Anyway, I think that is going to do it for this episode for today. And I really, really appreciate all of my listeners and all of my followers. And I've been getting some really positive feedback from you, and I hope to keep getting more and more listeners, more followers, more likes, more shares. Please, more comments. I want to hear more comments. I want to see, read more comments. Give up as many comments as you can. I love constructive criticism. It really helps me out a lot, and I hope to use a lot of that constructive criticism to improve this show going forward in the future, so that you find it enjoyable and make you want to come back and say, hey, I like listening. I like kicking with him. He kicking something that, you know, really makes me, you know, think and apply some of that shit, you know, just good knowledge that he dropping. So I'm gonna keep on listening, you know, and thank you. And really, really appreciate every single one of you who listens in. Now, I promise to give you that website address. We have our new website up. Like I said, it's not live yet, but you can still access it and see a little bit of it. But as I said, it's not fully live. We still got elements we're going to add to it, but I want to make sure that you go there and you check it out and, you know, give me some criticism back on that. Feedback is always helpful so we can improve its overall experience and functionality. And the name is oggoodgame.com. The website address, once again, is oggoodgame.com. Please come by, like, share, tell your family, your friends, your coworkers, your neighbors, your passerbys, your people you're sitting next to on the subway or the bus, and tell them about our show. Tell them to check it out and have a good listen. And we will always, always, always show you appreciation for your patronage. And once again, I'm going to end this episode with my usual saying, love, peace, and hair grease. And y'all enjoy your happy Valentine's Day. And I hope all of you people out there find the love and happiness that you're looking for. And I'm out. Zero G. Peace.